success.org online, Bismarck Mandan's community radio station. My name is Josh Haugen. And here on Park Talk, we like to highlight the great parks and recreation districts in the Bismarck Mandan. And this is a Mandan episode of Park Talk. So here to talk to me for the second time is Cole Higland, the director of Mandan Parks. Thanks for coming, Cole.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So this is kind of a year in review edition of Park Talk that we wanted to do. We did one with Bismarck already. We had Randy Bina in for a second time. And so, Cole Higland, you're here again for a year in review, how 2019 went for Mandan Parks. So, but first, just remind people, you're the director, but what do you do as the director of Mandan Parks?
No, I always joke when I give the presentation, when they talk about your bio, and I say I'm the director of fun. You know, everybody has this perception that all I do is play golf and run around parks and do things, but we're a business. And I think that's what sometimes people forget is that we are running facilities that require, like any other private business, to have marketing, to have business plans, strategic plans, where revenue and expenses. And so, you know, we have about a $6.8 million budget that we're responsible for. We have 23 full-time, and we get up to almost about 280 seasonal employees that we rely on, and that makes it really an opportunity for us to grow. And so when you're dealing with over 300 employees, you got all the HR stuff that any other business has. And so, you know, there's management, there's directions and vision of what you're trying to do. But at the same time, we work for the citizens. So we're always working with our user groups, trying to make sure that we're meeting their needs and we're communicating on what needs to happen in our facilities. And then we have the elected official side who, you know, our policy and procedures and trying to implement the budget and trying to implement goals and objectives that we can do as a district in Mandan.
So, as I said, this is going to be kind of a year in review. What are some of the highlights from Mandan Parks from 2019?
You know, it seems like for the last 5 years, all we've been doing is construction. 5 years ago, we started with the Family Wellness Center in Mandan. Then we go into the Universal Playground, and then we go into the Star Inn Sports Complex. And now we did Memorial Ballpark. It actually started in, I'll say, 18 in the fall, and then we finished it in the 19. And so that was a $2.5 million project with BNC Bank and some other donors that participated. The naming rights were for BNC Field. But that was a $2.5 million project, and with the Mandan Baseball Club, we raised $1 million to match the Park District's $1 million share. And so we ended up doing about a $2.5 million project that I think was a great partnership of both public and private funds. So when I think of 19, I really think of Memorial Ballpark, because Memorial Ballpark has been around for many years. We have a strong baseball club, and we went to synthetic turf, and that was the first kind of big obstacle we had to deal with, is going from a grass field now to going to synthetic turf. And I think with our climate and our weather that we have in the spring, we did it at the sports complex for the football field, and now we're doing it at the baseball. And so now we are able to have year-round activities if the weather cooperates, and we can move the snow and play. And so I think it's allowed us to have more flexibility on these fields.
Yeah, that synthetic turf around here, especially for baseball, is starting to feel like more and more of a necessity, especially as like high school seasons. The surrounding area is going to be able to utilize that field for games when their fields are still covered in snow. They can come to Mandan and they can get a game in. And I think that's really valuable.
Yes. And we've, you know, for the city of Mandan, you know, we've always kind of been the bedroom community of Bismarck. And I think some of us accept that. But from the Parks and Rec side, now these facilities that we're building, like the sports complex, we're getting calls from rural Class B towns wanting to have track meets, football games, practices on that facility, because they're going to go play on a synthetic turf somewhere they want to get a practice on. So we're bringing those organizations. Then at the baseball field, we have colleges calling us now. Some of these colleges do not have fields, and so they need to play with the synthetic turf, allows them to play during the spring, because their college season starts in mid-March. But we also have the Larks. We're having some discussions with the Larks. How can we bring a game to Mandan, let Mandan experience it? And I really appreciate what, you know, there's always been that delineator between Bismarck and Mandan, the Missouri River, and sometimes it's bigger than we think. But we're starting to get people that are interested in trying to bring some of these activities and events to Mandan that can be successful. And University of Mary Hockey is one of those projects that this is our second year now of having UMary Hockey at our Spur and Sports Complex, and it's actually been very beneficial. I think our community, our youth hockey programs are continuing to grow, and I think that has a direct relation to it, is that now these kids have an opportunity to, yes, you can go to Bismarck and watch the Bobcats, and it's great quality ice, but now we can go to college and maybe play ice, where we never had that mentality, and they're playing in our facilities, so it's nice to see local kids playing.
So you mentioned that the past 5 years have kind of been construction. That's what sticks in your mind. Is there anything planned for 2020?
We're taking a sit year. You know, we've been very fortunate. Our board has been very conservative in not putting the Park District in any financial constraints. And so we've paid a lot of cash for a lot of our projects. And that's because of our managers and stuff, making sure our facilities are ran, you know, like a private business. In the government world, they're called enterprise funds. You know, they generate revenue, and then they're put back into that facility, and we cash flow them in a way that allows us to do other things in the district. So what we like to do is really just make sure we are not, you know, being a financial impact to the district and to the taxpayers. So we're not going to do anything for 20, but we are doing a small project called H.A. Kautzman Park. It's about a $300,000 park renovation. As we all know, neighborhoods turn over 20, 30 years. They need updates, not only with the homes, but, you know, they start out with young residential, you know, families, and then the kids move on and become empty nesters and then become grandparents, and then they move into another area. Well, then the younger generations are moving into these older neighborhoods as beginner, you know, first-time home buyers. And so now we have to upgrade the parks to meet the needs of the young kids coming in. So that's really what we're starting to see in Mandan, is we're starting to address our existing infrastructure instead of trying to expand.
This is Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. My name is Josh Haugman. Cole Higlin, the director of Mandan Parks and Recreation, is my guest today. We're looking back at 2019 as well as looking forward to 2020, things that have happened and things that are on the way for the Mandan Park District. So with all these new facilities that you've been talking about, is there a way that you can track how many people come in there annually, how many patrons you have?
Yeah, we try to do a pretty good job. I mean, just at Raging Rivers, we average about 40,000 people a year, and we had our shortest summer ever with the weather that we had. I mean, we had a wet year and cool temperatures, but getting that 40,000 people coming through there, they're not just, you know, there are repetitive people from the Bismarck Mandan area, but we have people from out of town that are coming. Golf, you know, we're always in that around 43,000, right around that 40,000 plus or minus rounds of golf. Again, we had our shortest year ever. We try to hit that 45,000 mark of rounds of golf each year. And then you get into the sports complex, is just as far as what we have going on. And we've rented the most ice we ever have. We're about 2,300 hours of ice. Now that we have two sheets, we're able to expand that. And we have summer hockey that has just taken off. And we're working with the Lamoureux group that's synonymous in the state of North Dakota with hockey, taking a lot of the ice during the summer. So Dave that manages that facility is really trying to maximize what goes on up there. And one of the things we had this past summer in 19, we had an outdoor wrestling tournament under the lights. It was a kind of a community project with some citizens that were promoting hockey in Mandan, and wrestling in Mandan. And they had mats out on the field, and it went until about 10 o'clock at night, and the kids got to experience something that's not normal out here in North Dakota. So, yeah, I mean, statistics is always what we drive. We always try to defend what we provide. I mean, there's a lot of people that really support the quality of life, and, you know, everybody's got their special interest. But when you start seeing the numbers, that people don't realize, like, how many people go to the water park. You know, DeClos Centennial Park has over 20,000 people that go to the races, and we have a rodeo that has over 8,000 people over 3 days. We bring a lot of people to our community and our facilities, and we have to maintain them.
Yeah, there's a flyer that you brought in that has a lot of these numbers on it. Is there a place that someone can go to find this flyer that I'm holding in my hand?
Yeah,
right now?
So we actually have our board meeting on Monday, February 10th. We're going to actually present this. This is our annual report we do every year. We talk about our financials. If you open it up, it kind of shows you our revenue over expenses of every individual facility. We try to be as transparent as possible. But once the board approves the annual report as presented, then we'll have it online at mandanparks.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of great information on this, things that we could never talk about all of it, or we'd be here all day. But I mean, things like indoor shelter rentals, acres mowed in the year 2019, things you might not normally think about, but numbers that are interesting for someone who's wanting to know more about Mandan Parks and some of the things that you offer that people might not know about, just because Mandan is thought of, as you said, that bedroom community. But there's a lot there. There's a lot available, especially through the park district.
And I think the challenge that we have is, even though we live in a smaller community, we consider it bedroom, everybody expects to have the same amenities as what Bismarck has, whether that's schools, city police, fire, or in parks. And I think we do a pretty good job in City of Mandan. All agencies that are involved try to make sure we meet, because Bismarck does a good job. And there's nothing wrong trying to have somebody to live up to as far as expectations and quality of life and education and everything that provides in our communities that are important that sometimes people overlook.
So you mentioned some of the events. Are there any new ones coming in 2020 or some other ones that you'd like to highlight that happened in 2019?
You know, for 2020, we're really just going to continue to operate what we have offering today. We got to be very difficult in how we expand. But in 2020, one of the neat things we're going to do is it'll be our 100-year anniversary of the Park District. 1921 is when we were incorporated. And it's interesting that 100 years has gone by and I get to participate in that. So we're actually doing a complete rebranding of the Park District logo. It's been there for many years. We've changed the colors, but we're looking at considering changing our logo. We're going to do some I guess, free things in the community to kind of represent what 1921 was like. We're doing our research now to say what did things cost then over the years, over the 100 years compared to today. And I think we can continue to work on what we're going to provide for some kind of festival or activities for the week, but use our facilities and thank the community for 100 years of service.
Well, Cole Higlin, the director of Manhattan Parks, that's all the questions I have. Is there anything that you'd like to say, whether that's looking back at 2019 or looking forward into 2020?
You know, I just think if you're interested in anything, whether it's Bismarck or Manhattan Park districts, is get involved, ask questions, volunteer. There's always a role or an opportunity. We have committees, we have portfolios that meet 3 times a year in every area. If there's interest that you have and there's improvements that you want. I just got an email yesterday, and I actually knew the gentleman personally, but he sent the email and he asked, how can we get fat tire bike trails in Mandan? It's like, never even thought about it. You know, so those are the ideas that I think citizens can bring to us to help implement them in our community that have a low cost but have a high benefit, and we're actually going to move forward with that in 2020.
Always looking for input. Cole Higlin, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
This has been Park Talk on Radio Access 102.5 FM and radioaccess.org. Park Talk airs every Monday at noon, or there are podcasts online at radioaccess.org. If you'd like more information on anything that we talked about today, you can call Mandan Park District at 751-6161 or go to their website, mandanparks.com. Thank you for listening to this Mandan edition of Park Talk.